MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, January 31, 2025. Medical aid in dying plans are under review. The latest update on Beverly Bridge projects. Rain near 40, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 12:20 p.m. Christian Wade is reporting supporters of so-called medical aid in dying laws are making another push on Beacon Hill to approve a perennial proposal that would authorize physicians to administer lethal doses of drugs to terminally ill patients. A pair of proposals filed by Representative Jim O'Day and Senator Joanne Comerford would allow terminally ill patients to be prescribed a lethal dose of medication to end their lives. More than two dozen Democratic lawmakers have co-signed the House and Senate bills. The legislation, if approved, would require patients to make two verbal requests for a doctor's intervention at least 15 days apart, as well as a written request signed by two witnesses. A physician would need to certify that the patient seeking access to lethal medicine is suffering from an incurable, irreversible condition. Michael McHugh reports in the Salem News. In Beverly, state transportation officials have completed all permitting necessary to move forward with a solicitation of bids for the construction of a temporary bridge carrying Bridge Street over Bass River, replacing the Hall Whitaker drawbridge, which has been closed to vehicles since 2022. On Wednesday night, Mayor Michael Cahill and MassDOT Highway Division bridge contractor SPS New England met to update the public on the project to temporarily and then permanently replace the Hall Whitaker drawbridge, as well as the separate project to replace the Kernwood Avenue Bridge at the same time. The 100% highway design submission for the temporary Hall Whitaker Bridge replacement was approved at the end of last year. Bid documents, such as the plans, specifications, and estimate delivery, which will outline how long the project is expected to take, are sent to construction bidders on February 22. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Matt Petrie reports in the Newburyport Daily News, Amesbury Mayor Cassandra Gove now has an even larger platform to advocate for her residents in neighboring cities after recently being named vice president of the Massachusetts Municipal Association. During the MMA's annual business meeting on January 25 in Boston, Franklin Town Administrator Jamie Helen, who last year served as its vice president, succeeded Waltham City Council President John McLaughlin as president of the MMA. As a result, Gove was named vice president. Gove, Amesbury's mayor since January 2020, said in a statement she was grateful for the chance to lead among an organization of leaders and to advance their work in a meaningful way, noting how she has already benefited from the network and resources the group provides. And itemlive.com is reporting that the Boys and Girls Club of Lynn is getting ready for phase two of its renovations. Work for the major reconstruction will begin in June and is expected to cost $18 million. The project will take about 14 months, and they are hoping it will be done by September 2026. The major upgrades will impact the club's drop-in center, kids' club, and teen center. They will add a commercial kitchen and cafeteria for the cooking club, as well as a dedicated kitchen to transition meals to in-house. There will be a brand-new area for the pool with the addition of a splash pad, and not only are they updating their current gym, but they'll also be updating a second one for upstairs for the kids' club. In sports and boys basketball last night, Salem over Marblehead, 54-49. Elian Rodriguez of the Witches was the game's top scorer with 18 points. Danvers crushed Saugus, 89-56, and Gloucester top Peabody, 57-48. In girls basketball, it was Beverly 41, Swampscott 30. Jaden Starr led the Panthers with 20 points. Maskenaumen over Winthrop, 40-24. Ava Allen paced the Chieftains with 15 points, and Saugus over Danvers, 71-59. College hockey, Plymouth State 3, Salem State 2. The Vikings' record is now at 11-6. Bruins lost to the Jets last night 6-2. Celtics were off, and the Seas will meet the Pelicans in New Orleans tonight. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.